Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2015. The biggest names, provocative interviews, and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2015 with Werner Hahn. He is one of the founders of Solutions Radio, and Solutions Radio is, of course, a radio appliance, but it has a lot of updates that they're showing at the conference this year, including NLS support and much more. So Werner's here to show us here. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So give a quick interview or overview for those who might be not familiar of what Solutions Radio is, and then we'll talk about some of the new features.
Okay. Solutions Radio is developing a device that you can use without a computer but be connected to the internet, so you can with one device, a standalone device, you hook up to a Wi-Fi or an Ethernet cable and you can listen to a whole variety of content. Some of you maybe are familiar with the Iris radio that we were selling for I think 2 or 3 years here in the United States, and we recently now on the season also introduced the Webox 2 that we're already using in Europe for, I think, 2 or 3 years now.
Okay, so what's the differences between the old Iris and the Webox 2?
No, I think almost everything. it's a complete new fundamental architecture. It's now more a Linux.
Is that this one right here?
Yes, it's the one we have in front of you.
So you say it is kind of like a box. This is definitely a, what do you call it, a desktop?
It's a desktop.
Radio.
It looks like a little bit of radio, an old-fashioned radio. But the architecture is completely new. It's now a Linux-based device and has its own built-in text-to-speech engine. So we are using a cappella.
Okay.
And the good thing is that we have much, much more features now to offer than the Iris. Iris was sort of an internet radio with some audio feedback. This is from scratch off, developed with the blind and visual impaired user in mind, and is TTS based, so gives us much, much more features.
So I'm looking just to talk about it physically first. There is the big speaker. Is that a one single speaker on the top there in the middle?
It's a mono speaker, but we have an RCA out on the back, so you can also receive stereo if you want.
Okay, and then in front of that there is a knob that's a round knob that's a clicker. It clicks as you turn it. What does that do?
It's a volume rotator, or you can use it also to dial in different letters or numbers if you would like to put in your name or a web key or whatsoever.
And then surrounding that, there are three small buttons on the left side and one on the bottom, and then also one to the right, so
yeah,
five in total. Then.
Yeah, the five in total. There's one is the on-off button, of course. Two buttons are buttons to go up and down in the list of contents. And the remaining two is the OK button to confirm your choice, or a back button to go higher in the menu or go back in the menu.
All right. Power in the back.
Yes, on the back of the unit, you have, of course, the power, and you have an RCA out, you have a headphone out, you have a slot for an SD card, and two slots for a USB. So you can connect an external CD drive or a USB stick for additional storage.
Okay, so you could have load content on that and then plug it in.
Yes, you can have, for example, a USB or an SD card with your local music or books or magazine, or you can use the Webox to download and store books on the SD cards.
Which SD formats are supported? HC or XC?
Yes, both.
Okay, so pretty much as big of a card as you can get these days, you could put it in there.
Exactly.
Cool, can we turn this thing on and hear it?
Spoken menu. Press the OK button when you hear the subject of your choice. You can choose from the following.
All right.
Messages. No new. Shortcuts. ACB, American Council of the Blind.
So these are some built-in presets.
AFB, American Foundation for the Blind.
Yes, I will pause it.
Pause.
For the unit that I'm demonstrating here is already pre-programmed with, I think, 25 different contents, like ACB, like the NFB, like radio stations. And one of the things that you also heard is messages. That's one of the things that is new on this device. Every web box has its own unique email address. So you can send an email to the web box, even with an attachment like an audio file, it will not only read out loud the email, but also will play the audio file. So for example, when I came on the exhibition here, the first thing what I do, send for my BlackBerry an email to my mother, who has one of the devices, so she could listen on the web box to the email, and she could hear that I was safely arrived.
How would you send email?
Just by your regular clients on your laptop, on your tablet, or on your iPhone.
Well, I mean, from the web box address, can you reply?
No, you cannot. It's just receiving an email. And later this year, we will find also a solution that you can give a feedback, like an acknowledgement that you received and have listened to the email, or even ignored or deleted, or do some additional actions.
Okay.
The current implementation is pure to read out loud the received email. It gives also an opportunity for organizations to send their newsletter, for example, to the web box.
Okay, sure. So in addition to that, where does some of the formats, does internet radio, does a podcast, I'm assuming, as well?
And yes, it's podcast. You can subscribe to RSS feeds, and you can search in our database of thousands of radio stations and select your favorites and have a bookmark or a shortcut to that specific favorite station.
Which database are you using for that?
We have our own database that are feeded by iTunes, by the regular databases that are used.
Cool. So if it's in iTunes, then it would be already in there.
Yes.
Okay.
And if it's not, you can edit also your personal own URL for local favorite stations if you have.
Okay. Also mentioned, I'm not sure if you have anything on there to show, but you have NLS BART support now as
well. Yes, so that's one of our new things, and we are very pleased with that, because now it's possible with a web box to connect without a computer to the NLS BART services and download your books and listen to your books on the web box. So you don't need a computer, you only need your username and password provided by the NLS BART account, put it in a web box, and you can download the newest list of books. You can select your book, and it will add to your wish list, and you can download it. It will be stored on the SD card in the box, and you can listen it later on.
Okay. Are there other formats, or you mentioned that you can actually read web pages somehow with this?
Yes, but we have several things. For example, we have a phone book with the white and yellow pages, but we also have a Wikipedia. So what you can do with a volume rotator, you can dial in an A and B and C, and so you can put in your search, and then we will search the Wikipedias and we'll display it all in audio back on the web box. So, for example, if you search for my last name, you will get all the results of my last name, Han, that is presented in the Wikipedia pages.
Okay. That's very interesting. And how does it, the connects it via Wi-Fi, right? Or is it?
Yeah, both. You can connect it via Wi-Fi or hook it up via an Ethernet cable to your router. Mm-hmm. And in some applications, we also use a USB dongle. For example, if you have an offering for Verizon, you can also use a 4G USB dongle to connect to the units.
Okay. Is this available currently now? Or?
Yes, it's sold in the United States. The price is $5.99, and there's a yearly subscription of $75 a year. And as an introduction, the first year is free of charge.
What does the yearly subscription get you in if you...
$75 is meant to maintain and expand the content, like the mail server, but also the interfaces with NLS BART services or with Bookshare or with new services. So that this gives you a sort of a guarantee that the content is updated daily, and that you're not buying a device and after 3 months it's out of service because there's no content or no platform anymore. That's the reason why there's a subscription.
Does it lock you out if you were to buy it and it's not renew?
Yeah, then you are not receiving the updates anymore, then you're not receiving updates and features anymore. So it will still work and still connect to the old content, but the new features and the newest updates you won't receive anymore.
Okay. All right, fair enough. If people want to get more information or perhaps
just
buy
go
one
to
of these,
the website, that's webbox2.com, and you'll find more information. And
WEBBOX?
Exactly, yes.
Two.
That's because it's a second generation. .com. You can also email from the website for more information, and we will love to follow up.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for having me.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.